Hilchot Yirin Derech Hashem, Wednesday, sixth Shir in Derech Hashem, sixth Shir of the winter of Tavshanai and Tez. Wednesday, Pashas Vayera, Tezvav Archeshvan, October 24th. We're in the fourth section, Perek Aleph, the third paragraph, and we'll start again from the first paragraph. Okay, we're learning Derech Hashem. We're in the fourth section, first Perek. And we're going to explore the deeper connection to Hashem that different mitzvahs bring us. We'll be discussing different mitzvahs, different averas, so to speak. So he starts off saying that Avodas Hashem is split into two, doing and studying. Or he puts studying first. Learning and doing. Doing doesn't have to be physical action. It could refer to hashkafa. It could refer to things that you say. You say kriyashma, yavin. That's certainly called action. Avos Hashem, yiras Hashem. Things that are primary attitudes and emotions and hashkafas. Not to believe in a other than Hashem. So, but that's all included in ma'aseh. Then there's Talmud, which really is both a mitzvah in and of itself. So it's really also ma'aseh. The fact that it's dibur is not really relevant. Kriyat Shema is also dibur. And also Talmud itself splits into two. By calling it avoda, he says avoda split into two parts. So by calling it avoda, the Ramchal is probably not referring to the Torah you have to learn in order to know what to do. That's not a avoda Hashem in and of itself. It's pragmatic, and it's probably part of doing the mitzvah. As we see, women who are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. Are mechuyev to learn the halachas that they have to know in order to know what they have to do. So that Talmud, that mitzvah, they do have. But that's okay. So the Ramchal probably is not, if he splits it into Talmud and Maaseh, he's probably not referring to the Talmud of knowing what to do, but the Talmud of mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, in and of itself, it's a value. Now, why isn't that itself Maisa? Like, why should that be called two categories, Talmud and Maisa? Why can't that be Maisa? And one of the Maisa mitzvahs you have to do is to study Torah. Why can't that be the case? Well, why make it a different category? There's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, there's a mitzvah of Tefillah, and there's a mitzvah of taking challah. There's a mitzvah of mezuzah, and there's a mitzvah of learning Torah. What's wrong? What does he mean by setting it up as a different category? And the answer is that it really expresses a very special value, and that is knowing Torah. It's not as much the action of learning Torah, but it's you have to know Torah, you have to study Torah, you have to know what the Torah is. Hashem gave us the Torah, and even as an independent value, not kosher, not tied to knowing what to do, and not, it wouldn't even be called a maisa. It's an avodas Hashem in itself. That's a very big chiddush in the Ramchal, and it's very deep that. He says, Avodas Hashem is split into two. Knowledge of Hashem's Torah and doing mitzvahs. And we really split it up like that in our own. We say, you know, Torah or mitzvahs. Torah or mitzvahs we talk about. And Torah is knowledge of Torah, knowledge of Torah is knowledge of Hashem, knowledge of what Hashem, about Hashem's mind works, you know, what Hashem likes, doesn't like, what's fair, what's not fair, what Hashem sees as an ideal society. And you're really delving into Hashem's mind, which is the Cheshivas of Talmud Torah. And really it makes it into a category in and of itself. It's much more than just a mitzvah. It is, you're touching the Torah itself. And as we'll see, the Torah is godly in a way that mitzvahs are not. And when you study Torah, you're bonding with Hashem in a way that mitzvahs wouldn't get you to that point of bonding. And he's going to explain that when he talks about Perek Beis is all about Talmud Torah. Not all about, but Perek Beis is about Talmud Torah. And he'll explain like how you're connecting to Hashem, and it's on an entirely different plane, on an entirely different level than connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs. Okay. Paragraph 2 says that Hamaisim is Chalik Larba, Tamidi Yomi Zmani Mikri, Tamidi is constant, Yomi is every day, maybe once a day, maybe twice a day, maybe three times a day, but it's every day. Zmani means it's periodical, but it comes at set times, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah. Or Ravi Mikri, situational. Challah is a situational mitzvah. It requires you to be in a certain situation, and then there's a mitzvah kicks in. Okay. Atmidi, paragraph Gimel. Now, we talked last time about this really Sheish mitzvahs Tamidi, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chinuch. Ramchal here only mentions two of them, constant mitzvahs. We talked about why every lav is not considered a constant mitzvah. There are two lavim that are in the list of the constant mitzvahs. And we said, like, so why isn't every lav in a constant mitzvah? Because you're never allowed to steal, you're never allowed to murder, you're never allowed to... That's constant. So we talked about that last time. So he has Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and that has to be real, and that has to, you have to develop a program to develop Avos Hashem. It's not natural. It's not so easy. Certainly, a person who has sorrows, and who doesn't have sorrows, so he has trouble. You know, he has Avos Hashem. So, you have to work on that. Yiras Hashem is split into two, as we know. That's bit more famous, that it's Yiras Onesh and Yiras Aromamus, so you have to work on that, but it's constant. And I explained last time, I think constant means it's not something that you consciously have to think about every moment, but it's something that lurks in the background of your life, that you're walking around with that innate fear of Hashem. Who knows how many people, if they walked by a window of a bakery and saw very beautiful cupcakes and cakes, would smash the window and take it, if they wouldn't be afraid of busha, getting caught, being punished. But no one's around, you know, no one's going to catch you, no one's going to see you. Now there's surveillance cameras, so you know, I don't recommend trying it. But anyway, so that's Yira. And you walk around, and you're afraid people will catch you. Afraid. And really, the Gemara says, why am I saying this? You say, Rabbi Linowitz, do you think so little of us? So I refer you to a Gemara where Atana said to his Talmidim, Atana, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, said to his Talmidim, when he was dying, he said, I leave you with one thought. I leave you with this, you should be as afraid of Hashem as you are of people. And they got very insulted. And they said, what? I don't know if they would have admitted to being afraid of people, but they said, what? That's all? Hashem? So he said, listen to me, halavai. And right, halavai, and this is a Tana talking to his Talmidim. And he said, halavai, I only wish you in your lives should be as afraid of Hashem, because a person does a chet. He goes on to explain it. This is in the Gemara, in Brachos. A person does a chet. He only wishes no one could see him at that moment. He knows he's weak. He knows it's a chet. And he just prays no one should see him. And here Hashem always sees him. So where's the breakdown? And where's the cognitive dissonance, we say? So that's okay. Actually, it's a question that the Rabbi Yitzchak Pederberger, one of the main Talmud of Rabbi Sal Salanta, asks it in his Sefer, something with or in it. Maybe it is Kofli or, and he asks, like, why in the world isn't Yiras Hashem a natural phenomenon? We're afraid of there would be wild animals driving in the streets. We'd be afraid to walk outside. We're afraid of this, that, and the other thing. Why aren't we afraid of Hashem's punishment? I mean, we believe it's going to happen. Why aren't we naturally afraid? Why is it so much work? So, you know, you could answer it by saying, you know, because that's how humans are. But he actually says that it is unnatural, calls it a nace, and Hashem performs this nace in order to enable Bechira. Because if we walked around, and it was, like now, you can understand, with surveillance cameras, people are afraid to do things that they would like to do without surveillance cameras. But now the surveillance camera's all over, and it creates an aura of Yira. If you're in a store, an open showcase, there's diamonds there, jewelry. The owner will never miss it, and he's insured anyway. So there's Yira of being seen and punished. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Zakkai had the insight to tell us, tell me then halavai, don't be insulted, I only wish it would be true. So here we're already talking about Yiras Hashem, which, so he says it's a nace, and therefore he says it's a nace to enable Bechira, and therefore if you, it's easier to relate to than other things, because it's really there naturally. And it's like a nace from Hashem. That's what he calls it. Because it's a nace that it's not there naturally. So all you have to do is work on getting it there naturally. But you're not fighting such an uphill battle because it's something that would naturally be there. That's what he says. You can look in his Sefer and learn it yourself. A component that's Avos Hashem. Avos Hashem is much harder because we don't know what love is. It's very hard to define, and we certainly don't have a picture of Hashem. So if you have, you know, Yiras HaOnish, or even Yiras HaRomamus, you don't have to have an entity, this is what I believe, you don't have to have an entity of Hashem in your mind. And you just know there's a Hashem who's going to punish, and you're afraid of the Onish, and, or you have some vision of a great and powerful and mighty king, and you have Yiras HaRomamus. We probably all experience Romans at one point in our lives. Maybe when you just visit a gadol, like you're afraid to sneeze. What are you afraid of? You don't want to sneeze. That's Yiras HaRomamus. That you're afraid to sneeze is Yiras HaRomamus. But Avos Hashem, it seems to me, is much harder because you have to have a. Got some concept of who Hashem is, what Hashem is. Then you can certainly be afraid of the Onesh without that. You can even have Mr. Roman was saying, when I'm in this room, I have to. That's what the Ramon says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. He says, I'll act tsanua. I won't just go crazy. There's guidelines in the Mishnah Berurah. I have to act even if you're in private.
But I don't think you have to have a concept of who or what Hashem is. But Avos Hashem, you do. Object of your of love, you have to have some concept of what the object is. Who the object is.
Right, so the Rambam gives two aces how to develop love. One is by studying nature, by studying science, by studying everything in nature, studying the sciences, seeing how the chachma of the world is. So that really doesn't give you an insight into Hashem. It's we see how he's kind and he supplies so many things to a person. And a person has such a multitude of experiences, whether it's food and taste and color. You can buy things that have color in it. You see flowers, different smells, different. All created for the purpose of man to enjoy himself. Right? Or else we would all look like in North Korea or Red China. I don't know, you have to dress. So, but that's what the Rambam says in the Halachas and the Rambam. By studying nature, you develop Ahavas Hashem, because you see his planning, his kindness, and everything you need is there. And then in the Sefri, he says by learning Torah. By learning Torah, you develop Ahavas Hashem. So on one level, it's the same explanation. You see the laws, you see their fear, you see they make sense, you see how it addresses different problems in society, you see how everything is thought of, it's not haphazard, there's a system. So you develop Avos Hashem that way through learning Torah. Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Sifra says it. And also, I think, you know, again, as we'll see in the Perek Beis, in the Ramchal, when you learn Torah, you're really connecting to Hashem as much as it's possible for a human being to connect. So the love will come naturally, because Hashem is native, and when you to know Hashem is to love Him. That's would be the point there. Okay, but that's already off on a tangent. How to develop Ava and Yerav. Hayomi, the daily stuff, Mashiachuya bo b'chol yom. Vayinu our karbonos b'zman habayis, la'achshav hatfilos u'kriyashma. Actually, they had tfilos and said kriyashma when there was a base of Mikdash also. But I guess that wasn't the focus. Asmani, so that's every day. Every day you had to bring the Karban Tamid on behalf of Klal Yisrael. There's something called the Karban Tamid, which was bought by the monies of all of Klal Yisrael, the Masos HaShekels. And then it was used for the Karbonos after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vasu Hatfilos of Kriyashma. Asmani, periodical, Mashiachu Yavo Bezmanim Yiduim, Kigan Shabbos is the Yomim Tevim. Okay, it's not dependent on time in the sense that there won't be, you know, you won't have, not dependent on time. It comes periodically. And Hamikri Mashiachuyu Boilus Himashiachilu Men Hamikrim. Situational. Gaichala Meiser Pidyon Aben Kiyitzibay. In all these ma'asim, these are the ma'asim, right? He split it up into four. He gave examples of each, and he's saying everything has sivuyim around them, and azharos, what not to do. Hainu asim v'lavin, and they came down in the form of aseyus and lavin and the Torah. V'hem hem sur mirah v'asei tov. Perek Dalet is really a very deep insight into doing mitzvahs. If we want to think about it, you know, say superficially, So you say, listen, Hashem said we have to do this. He gave me Bechira, so I'm going to choose Hashem's way of Beharta Bechayim. And I was obedient. But he doesn't elaborate here. He elaborates in the first chelik of Derech Hashem, and he elaborates in Zilus Yesharim that the mitzvahs are their own reward, meaning the mitzvahs make a dveikus b'Hashem, the ultimate pleasure that everybody is searching for is dveikus b'Hashem, to the degree you were dovik b'Hashem in this world. He's saying the mitzvahs connect you to Hashem, and that's why there's so many mitzvahs, because each one connects you to Hashem in a certain way. Sometimes different mitzvahs connect you to Hashem with a different aver. And as the Mesil Sisharim says, I'll quote from the Mesil Sisharim, which was written by the Ramchal towards the end of Perek Aleph. No, not really, the middle of Perek Aleph. If you learn it every month, then you'll know it already by heart. How you dovik b'Hashem? You're always thinking about him. He's always in your mind. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bara es ha'adam kedei lehaytiv imo. And that hatova is the dveikus Hashem, which is the ultimate pleasure, and that's what mitzvahs bring it to. Mitzvahs bring it; they connect you in different ways. There's 248 mitzvahs, asays, 365 lavim, and each one is connecting you in a different way to Hashem. Each one represents a different koach. And that's the shleimus of a person. The closer he is to Hashem, it means the more he was dovik b'Hashem. You can be dovik b'Hashem, the Chavilah always explains, even when you're in a crowd of people, but you yourself are dovik b'Hashem, because it's in your mind. So that's shleimus, and that's atav chartona mikol ha'amim. The mitzvahs are their own reward. In other words, the mitzvahs are the shleimus we're searching for. So when we're free to do mitzvahs, right? So then we develop this. We develop this dveikus b'Hashem, because that's what the Torah contains in it. That's what the mitzvahs contain in them. That's why it's specifically 248 mitzvahs haseid, and specifically 365 lavan. Vamnam ikar kolin yonam o'ele b'derech klal nisboer b'chelik rishon in the first section of this sefer. Paragraph V. Shehu apniya elav yisbarach. The granddaddy of everything is that we want to turn to Hashem. We want to feel Hashem's presence. We want to feel that He's real. We bond with Him in that way because we express bitachon and we express different shailas in life. And we are always aware of Hashem's presence. And the more we're aware of Hashem's presence, the more Hashem is said to be dwelling with us, within us. And we talk about that, right? Mekeraf tonu malkeinu l'shim chagadol, so it'll be a mess. Mekarveinu malkeinu l'avodol shechol, we say in Shemon Esrei. Kfi adzrachim ha-shechokat lanu. Now, this is where so many movements have gone wrong. Because you say, I want to be close to Hashem, so I'll go to the top of the Himalaya mountains, and I'll take a guitar with me, and I'll take a little marijuana with me. Oh, that always helps. And I'll, like, Hashem, I love you. The way we do now by kumzitz. We're trying to get people to get out of their robotic lethargy. So we make a kumzitz, and maybe people melt.
B'shas Ma'isa, 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later, they're the same. But at least for those moments, you're doing okay. But you can't, that's not real. Really, that's the sad, I don't know if it's sad. That's the truth. That's the stark truth that Ramchal is telling us. And he says in the Mesil Shisharim, he says, the mitzvahs are the connection. That is the connection. The mitzvahs. Hashem knows what he's doing. He is the architect of everything. So he knows that the connection is not through a kumzit. It could inspire you to want to be connected. Or it can give you a temporary feeling and you say, so this is what connectedness to Hashem feels like. Wow, I feel good. I feel warm. I feel protected. I feel secure. I feel godly. You know, I don't have a need. I don't feel a need now to do naughty things. I see how pleasurable this is. You know, so you get a taste of it. But that's not where the pleasure lies. The pleasure lies in doing mitzvahs, and you do them l'shem shemayim, mitzvah shvichas kavana. You're doing it because you're obeying Hashem, but it's much more than obedience. Every mitzvah is a specific connection. And I believe that lies either in the timely mitzvahs, and the reasons of the mitzvahs, or the deeper meaning of the mitzvahs, or the chavis halvavis of the mitzvah, which is what I talk about a lot, right? There's chavis halvavis and chavis halvavis, but you know, Shabbos is a chavis halvavis, but the essence of it is a chavis halvavis, it's not a chavis halvavis. Right, and people can go through a whole life, keep Shabbos. They won't get punished. They kept Shabbos, but they don't think about Hashem the whole Shabbos. You know, they don't realize why there is Shabbos and what it tells us about Hashem and what it tells us about us and what it tells us about the world and what Hashem made the world. So what does that mean? What are the implications of that? But the mitzvahs, he's saying, and then that becomes your Olam Haba. It's much, much deeper than a reward. You create your bonding with Hashem by doing mitzvahs, and that becomes the bonding that exists if the body is lowered into the ground and is inert. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to become godly, spiritual. The other ways are maybe a temporary fix, maybe not even that. It's not, right? Right? It's like someone, and these things happen all the time, right? Someone will miss a mitzvah, he won't be so careful about doing a mitzvah because he's like flying all over the place. But this is the point that Ramchal, if he had drachma shechokak one milius miskarvam ol mizdakamo, that's the way. And then there are obstacles to being karov to Hashem. V'neitzorach shenishtada lohoser kol manius hara don't make b'choshech chumrius. That's what the lavim are. Again, you don't do a lav. You're not fulfilling a lav by sitting here and not killing anybody. You're not fulfilling a law by sitting here and not lending money with interest. You fulfill a law when the situation arises and you have to use your willpower and your yetzer tov and your energy, your spiritual energy, you summon up. And I'm going to tell you something, it takes more spiritual energy to avoid a law than to do an assay, because we're not talking about not killing someone. We're talking about not embarrassing someone, not talking that nicely to someone. We're talking about not being dishonest if the situation arises, or we feel justified in doing something, or we feel we have to do something. You know, and it takes, I think it happens to take more energy if you want to burn calories. It takes more spiritual energy to not do the love when the situation arises, and you're not afraid of people. Or the people are looking for an avera. They're going to make fun of you who don't do the avera. And how often does that happen?
They're going to mock you if you don't do the Averis. But that's not even what I mean when I say it takes more energy. I believe it takes more energy to control yourself to do an Aseh. You tell me, you know, Mrs. Aseh, you have to get up the next 3 weeks at 3 a.m. and say to him, okay, you know, I'll do it. Right? But you tell me I'm not allowed to, you know, now I'm not allowed to go to the room. I'm not allowed to embarrass someone. I'm not allowed to follow my desires. I'm not allowed to chase. I'm not allowed to be machnif to Rishonim. I'm thinking of lavim. The most lavim, I'm not doing the lav. The arayas, I'm not doing the lav. I'm not a person not allowed to look. We're not supposed to look. For a man, it's very difficult. Many times. That takes more energy. But that energy is removing the blockages between you and Hashem. That's what he's saying now. The Aseis are generating the positive connection, but because we're Chomer, we're Basav Adam, we're physical, so there are many obstacles to that connection. There's many, we called it mud on the window when we learned the first section. It's rust on the chains of connection. You can have a good connection, like a computer. Right? How come my computer like flashing there? It's not so bright. Like what's? Yeah, because it's dirty, and the connection is not that tight that it's dirty. So the light is, you know, it flickers. Oh, that's why I'm a person with mitzvahs and aveiros. So I do the aseis generate the light on the screen, but the lavim are not letting there be a good connect. My physical is not letting me have a good connection, and the lavim are cleaning the coils, are cleaning the wires, cleaning the, what it's called, the iron at the end of it. It must have a name. What goes into the machine? You know, whether it's a pin or it's a USB plug. Doing the lavim clean them so the connection could shine and be bright on the screen. But again, doing lavim is, and if you think about it, you know, it's more in my mind that doing lavim takes more energy, more spiritual energy, than doing aseis. Because you do it. Yeah, I'm oversimplifying, I'm overgeneralizing, but it's not simple to do a lav. So the lav cleans the wiring. The lav is a tune-up. Not a tune-up. The lav cleans your wires from all the rust and dirt. My fax machine at home, it wasn't working, the feeder. So I gave up. I finally called the guy in to fix the feeder. I thought he was going to have to take it apart, take off the wheels, the rollers, get those full of dust. And he told me that when I'm not using the machine, it's the fax. I should cover it with a towel, that's all. So he gave it a good cleaning, and then he just said, just cover it with a towel when you're not using the machine. Okay, that's all. It was full of dust. So, we are full of dust because our chumrius doesn't allow a good connection, and it ruins the connection that's there. And doing the lavin cleans the connection. And but you can't just not do the lavin. Rabbi Victor Miller has a great story about sending someone to Yerushalayim to pick up merchandise, and he goes with a big truck and he travels on the highway and he stays there a few hours and he comes back and the guy says, okay, how was the trip? Were you successful? He says, I was so wonderfully successful. I didn't get into any accidents. I didn't break down. I didn't get pulled over by a policeman. I didn't get stuck in traffic. It was geschmack, geschmir, back and forth. Everything went wonderfully. Baruch Hashem. And he goes to the truck, he picks up the thing, there's nothing there. He forgot to get the merchandise. So the assays are the merchandise. So, again, this is the brilliance, call it, of Hashem's system. If you want to call it that. Have to call it that. This is the system that Hashem made. You need both. We are guf, we are chomer, we are physical. So if we... And that's what the lavim are there for. The lavim are there for... And the spiritual energy that we spend on not doing the lavim, because that's what doing the lavim means. Controlling myself with willpower to not do the lav, that's what it means, doing the lavim. Keeping the lavim. So that cleans the connection from the chomer, from the guf. But you know, if you have the assays, but you don't do the lavim, then it's going to look like the computer screen that's flickering. Well, what a pity, what a waste. Clean off your wires. You get a bright geschmack of picture. But if you don't do the assays, then your pixel count is going to be very low. Then you're going to wonder what's going on, because your connections are very good, but there's no pixel. I don't know if I'm using the right word. Please try not to laugh at me if I'm not. There's no pixels. Your computer doesn't have enough pixels to make a geschmack of picture. So that's what the assays are. So you need both. Actually, and that, then you're connected to Hashem. Again, we don't, you know, it's just words. We feel the way I think of it. I'm not being particularly deep. I'm just telling you how I think of it. You feel connected to Hashem. You're aware of Hashem. He's a palpable presence in your life. If we had Ruach HaKodesh or Shechina or Beis HaMikdash, then we would really feel it. Now it's like more in the realm of imagination. Not really, really. But he is L'chol Eretz Kvodo, and he does control, and we do have a mitzvah now of Shevisi Hashem L'negdi Somit. That's not totally in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ramchal, and in the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal talks about Dveikus Hashem. And there's a mitzvah, Ubo Tidvak. According to many, many Rishonim, it's one of the mitzvahs assays. Then you have to know, how do you do that? Well, a lot of ways to do that, by emulating Hashem. That's one way. You connect to Him that way. But the point is, it becomes a... You connect it. You feel Him. You're aware of Him. You feel close to Him. You feel like He's listening to you. You feel like He's looking at you. He's your friend. You know, you can talk to Him. He's also the Melech. I think I carried away, but then we, as the connection creates pleasure, and this is your Olam Haba. This is it. Like you stay with that connection after the body's lowered into the ground. So you stay with that connection. That's what He wants. That's what He created the whole world, is so that you should have pleasure forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Wow. And you have to thank Him for that. Right? And it's really, and we say, L'man lo nigal l'rik, v'lo l'leva b'halah. You know, this is your chance. Don't blow it. And don't blow it by not doing assays. Don't blow it by not doing los assays. I just explained, I tried to explain the purpose of each type of mitzvah. And this is the tachlos why Hashem made the world, the kamosha sacharnu. Okay, we'll stop here. Anybody want to see? It's just curiosity. How come, like, Sunday there's a crowd and Wednesday is empty-ish? It's not like America where Sunday's a day off and Wednesday is a regular day. What? Yeah? Is that what it is? Okay, I hear.
Thursday is open, Friday is open.
Okay.